Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley, and my favorite co-host is here with us, the great Keith Jones. Hi, Jonesy.
How are you, buddy? Good to see you guys.
Bless you on the hockey beat. Al and Rhea, they're here. Joe Weck, our producer. I just want to, you know, Jonesy, it's a weird thing what happened to me yesterday. I was not invited to the party I wanted to attend, and I was invited to the party I could not attend.
What do you mean?
Our very good friend, David Urim, with many, many years, an intern, associate producer here, got married, and it was a Sunday night.
It was Sunday late afternoon.
It was a Sunday night.
4 o'clock.
Was it still going on at 5:30 when I attend bet?
Correct.
Well, then, no. All right. That party, Al, I was invited to. I couldn't, of course. I gave an extremely generous check.
Okay.
My style. But then, Al, the party that I wanted to attend was playoff sports. I was not invited.
Yeah.
That was over because the Sixers were eliminated. And what happened yesterday, you two, my God, the hockey yesterday was
amazing.
It was game seven overtime.
Yes, it was.
Game seven overtime is the ultimate.
Yeah, two game seven overtime games.
Sudden death.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh,
it was
and
great.
Sidney Crosby, did he even play that game?
He was there. Yeah, he did play.
Sidney Crosby is gone. He lost.
Yep.
That's good.
Rangers won.
And then the other game sevens with the NBA, they were awful.
Blowouts.
They were awful games.
Blowouts. Mavericks just
they were awful games.
The Suns.
But you know what, Al? A lot of people, I find this out through email, the minute the Sixers got eliminated Thursday night, checked out.
Yeah.
You're missing some fine sports entertainment.
Man, I don't know.
It's
they checked
not your
out.
Team. Yeah. No. They told me they checked out.
Well, they're lying.
They're lying.
Yeah.
They're still betting.
They went
to their computer.
No, you're mostly basketball fans. Those were bad games.
They sent me emails indicating they were checking out on in the entire winter sports scene.
No, they were not.
No.
I'm sorry. They wouldn't go to all that trouble to lie.
They're lying.
They don't lie. Well, this led me, and we will be getting back to the Sixers, because since we met with you on Friday, Daryl Morey polished up a nice little turd, didn't he?
Yes.
That thing with Daryl Morey, you know what? I realized something. I don't have any faith in him either. I have zero faith in him. He is in a world of delusion, and I will get to him later in the hour. But I must start with this, because I said this to an email. The Phillies were on a run. The offense that we have been promised arrived.
Mm-hmm.
It really arrived in L.A. facing the champs. Well, the champs of 2 years ago, all right? And they come out, and they win the first three games of the series. And you know what I was writing to my emailers over the weekend? I don't even like this team when they win.
No.
I don't
bad,
even like
it?
The team because I hate the manager. I hate the manager. The manager never manages like he's got to win today. Never does. And sure enough, Rhea, before the first pitch, I didn't even know what the lineup was. And so they emailed me the lineup. And I went, all right, the beginning of it. Hoskins, Lindorf, Bohm, Schwarber, Castellanos,
nice.
Segura.
Nice.
And then a black hole. Herrera, Camargo, Stott, Stubbs. Four stiffs in a row. Al, you're trying to win the fourth game. You got your second best reliever on, throwing great, Aaron Nola. That's your lineup? What am I going to do? All right, let me explain. Harper couldn't be there. Because L.A. is the home of revered surgeon Neil Alatrache.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Neil Alatrache is the only surgeon in America who can shoot platelets into your arm, and then suddenly your arm is fine again.
Mm-hmm.
No one else can do it. Somehow this technology out on the West Coast didn't reach here. Never got here.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I have booked for tomorrow a Novocure doctor to see they're going to get our version of Neil Alatrache.
I have to ask
because the Dodgers benefited by having him on the West Coast. And I guess he made an exception to shoot the guy's arm on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Neil Alatrache with the, you got a pitch, Josie, a big, big needle.
I know. Right? I know them.
You know them. The needle?
Yes.
Hey, Bryce, over here. I'm going to make sure you're not playing today. Because Bryce, in the first three games, 8 hits,
mm-hmm.
4 doubles, 3 homers, 8 runs batted in. On the best tier he has been on as a Philly, and we found a way to stop him.
Yep.
We shot his arm up. And now he couldn't play Sunday, and he's not going to be able to play Tuesday. But we maximized that day off Monday. We couldn't have waited. We couldn't have had it done anywhere else. We need him out of the lineup at the greatest time in his, how much is it, $300 million contract?
Yeah.
$330.
No, no, Al. We needed to shut him down right then and there. Right then. You could tell how much his arm hurt when he had those 8 RBIs. Oh, those 3 homers, he must have been in torment when he got the 3 homers.
When would you do it?
I would do it whenever. I would not do it against the Dodgers in L.A. When he was hot. Not when he was hot. I'm Bryce Harper. You know when they'll shoot my arm up? When I'm ready. If I got to do it at 3 a.m. in Ohio, they'll do it. I'm Bryce Harper. Not Sunday in L.A.
If he goes cold now, you're going to give it to him?
Of course I am. You can
you set the table.
Am I that obvious?
Yes.
All right. Just want to check. All right. So there's, and then Al, guess what?
What?
Oh, bum break. This is the day I'm resting JT Realmuto.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's Sunday.
Couldn't have done it Saturday?
Sunday.
Whoa.
Couldn't have rest him Saturday. And I still would have had, then I would have had at least one more bat in that lineup Sunday. I wouldn't have 4 terrible hitters. So let me tell you what happened.
All right,
so Herrera's up in the 6 hole. That now he's got to really make some contact.
Yeah.
All right? They're up 4-2. Ladies and gentlemen, if you were not watching, I don't know how many people are checking in on this. Probably you were because they're on a really good run.
Yeah.
If you 2-1 pitch, this guy that's throwing the ball has no idea where it's going.
No.
He's already walked 3 batters in the inning,
mm-hmm.
and he gave up a hit. And the only reason he hasn't given up another run is because there was a double play.
Yeah, Bohm,
made the mistake of swinging
yeah.
when everyone else walked. Now this jackass comes up with a 2-1 pitch. Al, the guy can't hit the broadside of a barn. I got a great idea. No matter where the ball is thrown, Odubel, why don't you swing? I think that'll work out well for everyone involved. So here is the way it was broadcast on our station, WIP, Scott Fransky. Listen to this.
Almonte kicks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Or back foot slider. And Odubel nearly got hit with that pitch.
He's just not seeing it. Even early at bats, he was late. I don't know. Maybe it's the sunglasses, but oh, my gosh. How
did that ball go through his legs?
It almost looked like it did.
Goodness.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Goodness.
That's awesome.
Odubel Herrera swung at a pitch that if it hit him, would have been a run, and that went between his legs.
It was the first thing I showed you when I came in today.
No, this
is ridiculous.
It was so charming that I felt it was important that we also get the L.A. feed on that. So these are Joe Davis and Earl Hershiser broadcasting the same pitch.
Bases loaded, 2 out, and a 2-1. Wow, he swung at a pitch. Did it go through his legs?
I think it did.
Oh, my gosh.
He's thinking fastball. He's throwing it as soon as the ball leaves his hand. And, boy, I think this does go between his legs. It does.
That is amazing.
That's the first time I think I've seen that.
So here you go. If he stands there, it's 5-2.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He swings. This guy, I can't stand watching him. I can't stand watching Girardi. This team, when they win, Josie, I can't stomach
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's a tough thing.
What happened after that was highly predictable. Here comes Familia. By the way, Nola gave him 7 great innings.
He did.
Eight really well. Strikeouts. He had that curve work. He was terrific. But he hit his pitch count.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I can't put him back out there. He'll die. I got to take him out. Let me put in Familia. He never blows games. Well, he gave one back, 4-3. Here comes Knievel. Evil Knievel. That's what I'm going to call him now, Al. Evil Knievel.
Up and away.
2 outs, Al. 2 ducks on the pond. Gavin Lux at the plate. It's all going to come down to this at bat. Let's listen.
2 balls and a strike. Knievel, runner goes. The pitch swung on, hooked into the right field corner. This is going to win the game for the Dodgers. Bellinger scores. Taylor's coming around third. And it's over.
Jonesy, let's speak for a moment about air travel.
Yes, let's do that.
So you're on the West Coast, and you got a lengthy 6-hour flight home.
Yes.
If you win that game, if that last ball is caught, and you have swept the Los Angeles Dodgers in L.A., how great a flight
that
is that?
That feels like the shortest 6-hour flight you'll ever be on.
And are you at a confidence high above 500 finally?
Yeah.
If you just win that game.
Yeah, you are. And you beat the Dodgers. I mean, that's a major accomplishment.
But here's the good news. I have sources in the air industry. Huh?
Oh.
JT Realmuto slept 5 of the 6 hours and is extremely well rested now.
Nice.
Oh, man.
That's
it's so great to know that he got his rest. That's what's important. You understand, Al? These scores, they don't matter. It's rest. It's like Chip Kelly used to say. You got to get like 9 hours to really be at your max. And this team is coming back. You got new platelets in Bryce Harper's arm, and you got us highly rested JT Realmuto. You got a rough loss. Deal with it. I hate this team. I hate baseball. I hate the world. I hate the world.
You should retire.
You know what? I think you're onto something. All right, here's what we're doing.
I was feeling pretty good.
Here's what we're doing
today. I felt
you
good.
Were feeling good after a loss? Good.
3-4.
You would be. There's a word for that, Al.
What?
When somebody's happy after a loss, you're a loser.
Yeah, that's
Al,
true.
You know why Al's happy?
Why?
His buddy Johnny Gaudreau scored an overtime winner last night for Calgary.
It never has anything to do with us.
No, it doesn't. He's all smiles. He's giddy today.
And you know what? I'm happy for Johnny Hockey too, Al.
Yeah, yeah.
However.
What happened?
This is not Johnny Hockey.
No.
We are not in Calgary.
No, we're not.
We are in Philadelphia.
It's too bad. Nice there today.
Big difference.
But it wasn't as warm. 215-592-9494. But ladies and gentlemen, I will give you some quotes on this in a short time. Ruben Frank, in what I am only going to consider temporary insanity.
What do you do?
He writes for the NBC Sports Philadelphia
website. Yes, he does.
Website.
Very good, too, usually.
He is phenomenal.
Yes.
But he has written now that when Carson Wentz returns here, I think it's October 10th, something like that. Yeah. When Carson Wentz returns here, there will be a mixed reaction.
What?
Not all boos. There will be people standing and cheering because Wentz gave us a championship, which frankly they would not have won. So I'm going to ask you. Just picture Lincoln Financial Field. Everyone is eligible. I'm your judge today. Who would stand at the 50-yard line and get the biggest boo right now? We're going to put 68,000 people in the stands out. 68,000. Mm-hmm. And he's walking out now, or she's walking out now, or it's walking out now.
Yeah.
Be an animal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Who gets the biggest boat? Hmm. The top five. And, oh, there's great stuff today.
Could be
too.
A mascot.
I got a Harper jersey. All right. I got a.
But it's off today.
Well, it is.
The jersey.
We are going to remove part of one of the sleeves until it heals. Bryce Harper jersey, $100 Visa gift card, tickets to see Bill Burr, who is phenomenal at the Wells Fargo Center. I love Bill Burr. I get tickets, Phillies, Padres, and I got a Boston Market gift card. I got five today. You early people, what a break you got. Who would receive the largest boo at Lincoln Financial Field if we sent him out there and filled the building? That's what I need to know. 215-592-9494. We'll kick it off with Mike in Berwyn. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing today?
Did you enjoy that loss yesterday, Mike?
I got to tell you, I was so disgusted.
You were.
First of all, we have no bullpen.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, every game this weekend was almost blown, and they had huge leads.
Al felt it was a very, very good weekend.
It wasn't. He can't manage anymore. Yeah, they won three games out of four, and you know what? Beating the Dodgers, that's saying something.
No, Mike, you want to tell me? I'm going to tell you something. All right, if the Phillies had won that game, I had every intention of coming on and saying they win. And I still hate them.
You know what? There's something wrong with you.
No, there's nothing wrong with me.
No, there is.
Rhea, when you put that lineup on, Mike, when you saw that lineup, did you freak?
I didn't think they would even be in the game.
There you go. And then you got a gift. Nola was on, and you still blew the game. You're under 500. What is there to be happy about?
Well, Nola pitched a great game.
He did.
Nola was phenomenal. Guess what? He was watching them blow it in the ninth inning while he was getting ready for a six-hour flight home. Hello?
That had to kill him.
Mike, give me who would get the biggest boo right there in the middle of Lincoln Financial Field.
Can I just touch real quick on the Eagles?
Well, yeah, but when there's a pause, talk. All right, go ahead, Mike.
Why isn't the Eagles going after Bradberry?
We don't know that they're not yet. We don't know.
Okay.
Well, I will say this. It's making me nervous because I really feel he could be the missing piece. But I got a piece of sound you're going to hear in just a few minutes that is the most exciting thing I've heard in years about the Eagles and their prospects for immediate success.
Really?
And it comes from a top national broadcaster who is overwhelmed with how great we are.
All right.
You will hear that shortly. Mike, give me somebody who would get a big boo.
Girardi.
Joe Girardi. I'll tell you who.
Staying on point.
I'll give you one guy who would be booing him. Me.
And you're loud.
I'll say it again, Josie. Gabe Kapler to me was the gold standard compared to this horse's ass.
Do you ever think you'd miss Gabe?
The gold standard compared to Girardi.
Could Girardi be worse than Gabe? Wow. This is amazing.
I am not lying about it. I have Gabe's number on my cell phone, and I keep thinking maybe I should text him and apologize.
I like that idea. I love it.
He'd love to hear from you.
215. How much more? You know, Joe said to me this morning, Joe Wechter, there's no sound on Girardi. Apparently, there are no broadcasters there recording it after the game.
Yeah, they don't go out west.
I felt relieved.
Yeah, they've heard it all anyway.
I felt relieved.
Really?
I felt better knowing I didn't have to play all the dumb stuff he says after a game. I was relieved. 215-592-9494. Has anyone had platelets shot into their arm? I want to know if they do at this part of the country.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.